This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
La 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 la. That's right. I'm entering the workroom of the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap podcast called Dragger. And I had something planned, but that went right out the window. You know, just like a steering wheel that whiffs right out the window, I am joined by someone chaotic, someone eternal. I mean, truly a vampire in both look and age. My sister, I love her. I hate her. I need her. Oscar Montoya.
No tea, no shade, no pink lemonade. Mono is trash, honey.
I'm Mono Gapian, in case you're listening for the first time.
Who?
I realize I don't say my name on this podcast.
People have been listening to this podcast for years not knowing who the hosts are.
Okay. It's an ever-evolving. I mean, it's ever-evolving. It's like the international series of Drag Race. You're just like, who is that? I don't know. Great. Whatever. Love it.
Damn, you're reading the... You're reading the cast of UK 2? 3 already?
I guess so. You just did. And you said UK 2.
Girl.
You just did.
Girl. It only feels like yesterday that I saw UK 2.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's really weird that it's the second one this year. It's fucking crazy. Like,
it is crazy. Lawrence Chaney must be like, y'all just crowned me. What are you doing snatching my crown?
It's going to be the shortest reign ever.
That's crazy to me.
And I'm not talking about the club remix of Rain On Me. No, this rain is going to be even shorter than that.
No, honey, no.
I'm trying some shit out.
It should have been everything but the girl, you know,
Miss
You.
Terry?
Terry remix. Exactly, yeah.
And monsieur. Hey, by the way, if you like podcasts. No, we don't. But hey, 3-second rule. just like Lisa Gale Allred. That's my 3-second rule. Like the kind of rule you had at school. Okay.
That's more than 3 seconds, bitch.
Okay.
We're going to get sued.
In order to be a man. Okay, I have to stop. Lisa Gale Allred, Google it. It's treasure.
It's great.
We're here to talk UK season 3. Girl,
Surprise.
What? We were talking just UK history in general of the Drag Race. How were you enjoying season 3?
So far, I mean, listen, not to spoil things, but it's already given me stunts. It's already given me twists and turns, 3 episodes in? So I'm very excited to see what it turns out. Also, I have to say, people who've listened to my episodes of Dragged Her, which are all incredible, by the way, know that I am a bit of a psychic.
Video Vanguard recipients.
When it comes to like predicting who's getting eliminated and who's not. And I gotta say, I don't know who has this in the bag.
This is a weird season already. And I'm loving
lost.
It. I'm loving
it. And I love that I don't really know. I will say that I did predict who was going home this week. And I was correct about that.
Were you?
I absolutely was.
I can't
tell you who the top three will be. I can tell you one
Crystal.
Person. Exactly. And my guess is she's going to win the whole thing, but she doesn't give me the same vibe that like a Lawrence Chaney did or like any clear front runner of Drag Race has ever done.
They could also Valentina her. They could honestly be like, well, let's kill her.
Also,
I don't know.
She seems like the type of queen to like have a flaw, like a big old flaw. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
her personality.
I think her personality is growing. I think she's getting
a
Violet Chachki edit. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like she's getting like, your cold bitch and you've like grown the most through the competition. And that's why she's getting the crown.
Well, I'm gonna say this right now. Mm-hmm. She should have won this week. She should not have won last week.
Absolutely.
She
agree.
Should have won last week. Jordi Samé made
interesting
a non-comedy challenge funny.
Interesting and that you should say that.
Because I honestly felt last week, I said this on the pod, I'll say it again, mm-hmm. that challenge was bad.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely.
It was neither choreo nor comedy, and no one got to shine. Choreo queens didn't get to shine. Girl. Comedy queens didn't get to shine. It was just too much of everything, and then we got none of everything.
Also, the format of it was like, what are we doing? It didn't feel like a Rusical, it absolutely was anarchy. It was anarchy on Drag Race UK.
Here we go.
It was chaotic, loud too much. It was like a cacophony of messiness.
And you have three words to be funny. It's like, and then Michelle's going to judge the three words you scream between this like fucking auto-tune mm-hmm. disaster song that was created by a pre-K monkey.
Oops.
Like, they decide if
she
those
said
three
curious
words you said
George
are funny.
Edited this song. Okay, girl.
The curious little monkey. And where was the man with the yellow hat?
Nowhere
to
be
found.
Nope. No. Yeah, it was weird. It got to a point where like people were clocking wigs. It was like, girl, but that's not the challenge. It just was messy and weird. And I don't know. Thank God this episode was a little more cohesive, made a little more sense, you know? So thank God for that. I will say, you know, and she's growing
kind
on
of.
Me. I think this
I'll
episode.
Say kind of. This episode only kind of makes sense to me. I'm sorry, but keep
okay.
going.
Fair. Honestly, very fair. But I think last week, Scott Claus should have won, I think.
Yeah, for me, it was Kitty or Tree. I'm fine with Kitty. And like, because I've said in the past, like, Kitty had the personality. Her dress was fine. And
absolutely.
I've said in the past, like,
just
people have won a challenge on a fine dress, you know, mm-hmm. Bob the Drag Queens. You're the lovely, amazing, gorgeous Chi-Chi Devane, etc.
Mm-hmm.
You can win a challenge with an okay dress.
Absolutely, yeah. And her dress
happens
was
all the
just
time.
Okay.
Happens all
but
the time.
But was she the best in the challenge? Uh-huh, absolutely, yeah. I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, damn. Yeah, there's a lot of riggery already happening, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Morris,
I still
honey.
Love. I'm enjoying this cast a lot, and that to me is that's the true victory. I enjoy these characters.
Absolutely, and I will say this, that this season, more than any other season, a lot of the queens that I poo-pooed early in the first episode are growing on me and becoming my favorites.
Yeah.
Like Kitty, also, I was like, Kitty, goodbye. We've seen
that.
Oh, no,
I loved her.
And now I'm like, okay, like top three material.
Stop it.
In the final three or four, depending on what they do. Like, I'm a Kitty fan. I like it.
I've always liked Kitty, I must admit. It is fucked up that they're asked to bring such a high level of drag to a contest that will give them what? Zero
Nothing.
Money.
Absolutely. I was just saying this the other day. Like,
this
they get a badge, they can
up.
Sell on eBay. Absolutely. But...
But so...
No money. I mean, the amount of money these girls spend on this damn show...
That's
for
a,
our
I know they're
greedy
get,
little
right.
gaping mouths.
Oh, okay.
Because we want more. We want more production value, honey.
I thought you were going to talk about your fucking hole. Yeah, no, your hole's
no,
not
you
gaping.
Would. You would talk about
your
hole
is
hole.
A chasm, and I'll tell you what, a chasm is too big to gape. So there you go.
Ah!
So there you go. You know. Well, you know. I mean, cute next to gorgeous. Gorgeous is going to devour cute. So.
You're so fucking messy. Oh, God.
Listen, let's talk about this episode a little bit. And I want to watch Finder together with you because this was funny and stupid.
Oh, my God.
But first, let's talk about Victoria coming in. She's saying, it's not over until the fat lady sings, as Crystal says.
Mm-hmm.
There's some
throwing
jabs
a little shade at Crystal.
Throwing some shade. Mm-hmm. Victoria threatens to get her tits out. And there's some jabs at Charity for not knowing her damn choreo. They're like, yeah, but you should have been in the bottom.
I know. I'm worried about Charity. Charity's my favorite girl this season. And I feel like she's not doing as well as I thought she was going to do, which
she
is
should,
shocking.
She should be in the top maybe every week. Honestly, for me, I'm not even kidding. I'm like, you could have been in the top every week
True,
so far.
But
maybe
I,
not
just,
last week with choreo.
I mean, to talk about Rigor Morris again, I do think that they are setting Charity up to fail halfway through the competition, which would be such a crime. Oh, I would love to see her do every single episode. She's not going to win, but I want her in the finals, and I am starting to suspect that she won't make it.
No, I think she will. I could be wrong, but I think she will. I think they're doing the thing of just like pull it out of her, make her wait.
Do you think she'll have a redemption arc?
Like the way Raven in her original season was just tortured in the bottom.
Yeah.
And but we knew somehow deep down we knew she was going all the way. It's like, are you seeing what she's doing on the runway? She's like one of the most interesting people on the runway. She's going to the end, and she did.
And she did, you're right.
I think so. Fucking twice. Damn. Damn, Raven. Damn, they
I mean,
don't
we get to see her today, and ooh, I got thoughts.
Ooh, tell me about it.
I got thoughts about Miss Raven.
You got some thoughts. So then guess what, bitch? Victoria done did, already done, had her.
And we knew it. I mean, how obvious was that? I know that they were trying to do a little cliffhanger moment, but girl, we jumped off the ledge already. We knew that she was not coming to the competition. And what do you think about that?
What, her going home or what?
Yeah. Do you think we were robbed of some magic? I mean, it's just an interesting episode because...
Are you going to let me speak or not? But are you going to let me speak? I mean, you asked me about my opinions, then you didn't let me speak. Can I speak?
Go ahead.
I'm done.
You know, the things I put up with. I am a guest here. Remember that, bitch.
Okay? I don't know. You don't act like one.
Mind if I take off my shoes?
Yeah, you put your muddy boot on my coffee table. Like fucking Rick James. Mm-hmm. Okay, listen, tell me, say what you were saying. I just wanted to be a bitch.
It's just an interesting thing because this episode was, I mean, not to spoil things, but...
People saw the episode if they're listening.
I know. But, you know, our girl... You know, Veronica was sent home, and it was the same episode where Victoria... was sent home as well. And it just feels like a kiss of death. It feels like, I mean, RuPaul said that she's welcome in season 4, but now I'm nervous about Victoria's run on season 4 because, you know, like Veronica didn't really have a chance to catch her breath to jump into season 3. And we saw that. And we saw that, like, she spent so much money on season 2 to then spend more money on season 3 for looks and not have enough time to sort of gauge her trajectory on the show. Because I believe that the show season 2 was airing at the same time as like season 3 was shooting. So like she didn't really have a shot to like check herself out on TV. So it just didn't feel fair to Veronica Green.
Unfortunately, Victoria will have more time because they have not started filming 4.
True. True, but it just sucks because, like, you know, the looks that she would have given us for season 3 are not valid for season 4.
You think? Yeah, I think because it'll be like new prompts and
I mean, absolutely, there's new prompts. And, like, maybe she could use one or two looks, but, like, she has to buy a whole new wardrobe, girl. And that's just expensive.
That sucks. With and here's the thing,
drag queens don't make a lot of money, especially when they're not drag race girls yet, you know?
You know, I mean, I hope she books and is able to perform. I know that is its own struggle. It was really cute to see the girls genuinely support her drag
I
feel supported.
I love that there wasn't a fucking asshole in the cast that was like, I don't think this drag is valid. Like, thank God we've moved on from that tired ass storyline that probably would have happened in season 2 or 3 of Drag Race. But like, and that's progress that that was a non-issue, which is great.
That is. I mean, you go back and think about the old challenges and how super not inclusive they were.
I mean, girl, the show itself, honey.
Just last week, we were talking about the lovely Joe Dombrowski. We're talking about how, like, Kylie Sonique had to do a pole dance to the song Tea Chaser.
Triggered, honey. Yeah, no.
I mean, no, trigger-rama.
We won't be doing that no more.
Matt Groening's trigger-rama. I mean, starting Katie Sagal, you know? Okay, I want to watch Find Her with you, you dumb bitch.
Girl,
so let me share my
this
screen.
Challenge. Explain to me this challenge.
This was funny and weird. I'm going to try to explain it to you, but it was like, are you a mask guy who absolutely is queer?
Yeah.
and lying to women on apps. Let's make that light and funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the DL challenge, you know?
It's the DL. Ooh, have you ever hooked up with a DL guy?
Absolutely not. Have I hooked up? No, never. Have you?
Have I hooked up? No. Do I know what kissing is? Probably not.
Absolutely. Girl, I've forgotten. Have you hooked up with a DL person?
I have, and I had to leave. Like, it was
in the middle of it?
It was weird. Yeah, it was like he was so hot. It was in North Carolina.
You could taste the shame on his dick.
So much shame.
Yeah.
So much. And he was like so hot, but like, like kind of like treating me like a vampire. You know, like the scene in fucking Bram Stoker's Dracula. Like I felt like the vampire floating over him. And he's like, oh,
absolutely, even though like. Yeah. And you're like, no, but you brought me here.
Exactly. You invited me in.
You invited me in, girl. Yeah, you gave me blood. You gave me a little bit of your blood, but now you don't. Okay.
For a bleh, bleh, bleh job. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's stupid. But yeah, I've done it and it was, I had to leave.
Yeah,
and it sucked because you're like, this should be fun. But it's like, no, this is disgusting. I'm not doing this. Like, he was like freaked out by me kissing his neck and stuff. It was like, this is hell. I'm leaving.
Yeah, it's like, listen, it does, we don't want, like, DL trade is not as cute or as fun as it might seem. Okay. Like, it's, we don't do that. We've moved past that.
I think so. It's regressive. It's canceled.
It's a bit like, maybe it might be, listen, it might be, you know, maybe I might chomp down DL Alley one day and maybe that might be my thing. But for now,
Yeah, I have. It's happened to me like twice or thrice. Oh my God.
Wait, four,
it's
five, happened to me six times?
It's happened to me before. It's really crazy.
Wait, is Gene still in the closet?
Eugene.
I was going to say, is your Gene? And I said Eugene. But I'm like, wait,
which is worse?
Gene.
No.
Exactly.
Yeah, my boyfriend is still in the closet. Mm-hmm. Passing,
honey.
Yeah, no, whatever. Okay, let's watch these and tell me, you know, are these... I enjoyed... This is so stupid. I did laugh at 90% of these.
I just love that they had to wear butch drag and the amount of makeup on their face was way more than actual drag. Okay, we have Vanity Milan first and like, girl, I'm in. I'm sold.
I'm in. Oh my God.
Vanity Milan is really hot. Like, I think the trade... Yep. I said charity case is a trade and I will add Vanity Milan to the list because
she can get it. She can get it. I like her. The married line really made me laugh.
Yeah.
Yes, I am. Oh, no, I am married. That shit is real. Yeah, I love it. Okay, that's funny. Okay, oh, Theresa May is Ronnie Pepperoni.
That's what we would do. Girl, this is us. Absolutely. Theresa May is us.
That's why I love Theresa May. Yeah. That's why representation matters. I really see myself in her.
Like
everything
about Theresa May is us.
Yeah, 100%. Like, even to down to the getting yourself out of a crime by telling a funny story.
Absolutely. That's the kind of shit with her we have actually done before.
Which I love Theresa May for, and I can't believe they literally said, you did bad, but you told such a tale of mania, paranoia, and madness that you're safe. Imagine like
they
getting
literally
arrested.
Said, we're going to keep you around for your stunts, for your shenanigans.
Imagine getting arrested and then like, you know what? That story of why you had meth up your asshole was so creative.
Imagine getting arrested. Imagine you and I getting arrested and the cops being like,
good luck
okay,
telling
Oscar,
us apart.
Yeah, Oscar, you can go because you told a good story. That would suck for you, wouldn't it?
It would suck for me. The fact that you're more creative than me in any way would be a shock to my system.
Wow, see? She really is coming for me no matter what. Okay.
No matter what.
By any means necessary, I see.
If you stay hateful, you don't have to get hateful.
And girl, it's pumping through your veins. I can see it.
Yeah, pumping. Just like your hoofs on the runway.
Wow. Bam. Thank you. Actually, thank you. That's a compliment.
Actually, thank you. Okay, now we have fucking Scarlett. Scarlett was really funny.
You know, okay, here, this is a prime example of a girl that I really shat on in the first episode that I'm kind of obsessed with. Scarlett Harlot is a contender. I would love to see her in the finals.
I would too. She's funny.
She's funny.
She's wild.
She's a cuckoo head.
I enjoy her. Yeah, I enjoy her quite a bit.
She feels like a really well-rounded drag queen where she's like not the best at everything, but like pretty good at everything.
She's going to do good in Snatch Game. I can feel it. She's
really?
Like,
you think so?
I can just tell based on this, she knows how to... Okay, she knows what... she knows that the key to a joke is short, quick, loud. You know what I mean?
Absolutely,
just like,
absolutely.
Ba-ba-da-ba-ba!
Yes.
That's just how it works.
Her challenge in Snatch Game is to not get carried away. Not to speak too much, so to speak. Say the joke and leave it as it is. Because I feel like Scarlet Harlot will over-explain herself.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope she does that. I have a feeling. I have a really good feeling about her. Crystal.
So we have Crystal.
Jesus Christ. Looking like my busted Greek cousin, Ioanni.
I mean, I gotta say, she did get in butch drag. Like, she actually looks like a bloke.
My God.
She looks like fucking the streets. You know what I mean? That
she really does look like a dirty man selling spanakopita on the roadside.
Oops.
I love it. She looks funny. But she was only okay. She was like, I remember like
she was
pretty funny.
She was okay. You know, I do gotta give it up for her transformation.
Fuck my life. Veronica Green's take on Albert Prince.
No.
No. No.
Veronica, okay. I'm just so confused about Veronica Green out of drag.
Yeah, which part?
Which part, bitch, successfully?
Which part?
No, just like what her vibe, because like in the last episode, she was wearing that weird singlet moment that I was like, shut up. How dare you sneeze while I'm talking. As I was saying before I was rudely interrupted, that... Veronica Green's singlet moment in the last episode was, girl, what is that? What was that?
And then
this
goofy.
Like this weird BDSM moment where I was like, girl, I didn't picture you this way, but
yeah. And it wasn't really as mask as I would like to have seen.
No, it was just off. It was very strange.
It was strange.
It was strange. Okay, it was speaking of strange, Charity Case really
Pig Master
doing some bestiality.
She's doing that thing where she's like, I swear I can do a Southern accent. And it's like,
oh yeah, she loves giving us an American accent.
I mean, the effort she's using to churn out this Southern accent could have been better spent on having fun with the character. Mm-hmm. It felt like she wasn't really having fun. It's fine. It's fine. And then, okay.
Kitty Claws. She won me over with this. Absolutely.
This is funny, clever reversal of expectations.
Exactly.
She's talking like a fairy.
She's a comedian.
First going, oh, ar, 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 yeah. Ar, ar. She's funny.
Tables turned, honey. She's good. She knows what she's doing.
Eleva. Eleva really needs to show up for me.
Next.
And so does River. I was like, River.
Oh, no. River, I will have. No, River, I love. River, to me, can do no wrong.
I just want more.
I get she didn't like really give the yuck yucks in Finder, but I love her still. I can't talk shit about River. River is.
No, I'm not talking shit. I just wanted more. I wanted.
Yeah, because you're greedy.
A few stronger choices.
Bottom.
No,
absolutely.
I'm a true friend. Because a friend gives criticism when it's like,
friend of mine.
You know what
girl.
She was? She was a Honda CRV that was just like, ga, 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 ga. It was like almost there. It just was like, fucking. Go,
you lost,
rev
you lost
the engine.
Me at the car reference. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Okay, you don't know what cars are. I forgot. She's from New York. Hey, I'm on the subway here.
Ah, that's, yes, now you're speaking my language.
Yeah, so a car is like a really small subway.
Okay, interesting. I've seen this.
Yeah, and you are the driver.
Interesting.
And then
they
your
don't have
friends,
a conductor for that? Poor.
No. You're the conductor, and then your friends are the guy jacking off on your head. Does that make sense?
Now that's a reference I get.
Okay, that was fucking Finder. And guess what, Beach? We got a design challenge.
Absolutely. I was excited about it. Using camping material, which we've seen before.
Yeah, I guess they kind of, did they do this in like literally season, wait, what do you think? Are you thinking of in season 11 where they did like farm stuff or no?
I'm thinking, was it Holland season 2 that did that?
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
I really believe that they did a camping Challenge, oh, girl.
Right. It's already
It was
out of
literally
my mind.
Yesterday, but it felt 5,000 years ago.
I already let go of pollen season two.
Oops. I mean, that's honestly, we all have.
I truly. Stan our winner, but love I let our winner. Go of the rest.
I mean, I will never get over Love Masisi ever. Going home soon. I will never get over it. Mm-mm.
Gremlin look. Okay.
Iconic.
So, okay, we're doing camp stuff. Mm-hmm. Fun. What would you do with, first of all, I hate camping. I think it's disgusting.
I hate it too. Not for me.
I think people of color don't camp.
No, we don't do it.
Camp.
Some people I know are really into camping that are of color. And I'm like, huh, interesting. I don't know. I don't get that. I really don't understand. If anyone would love to explain to me what the perks of going camping is, I'd love to hear it. Maybe
I've tried it.
Have you actually gone camping before?
Silence.
Oh my God.
I feel like taking a break.
That felt racist.
Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin'. Come on, y'all. We've all been there. We want to spend a little bit of extra dough on a big night out or a last-minute gift for, like, your boo. Sometimes money just can be, dare I say, complicated. Well, worry not, because Earnin' helps you get your money today as opposed to later. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know, wake up, because Earnin' is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work. You can get up to $100 per day or $750 per pay period. Earnin' is used by over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin', I think about financial stability. So why don't you go ahead and download Earnin' today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin' app, type in Drag Her Under Podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show. That's Drag Her Under Podcast. Get some extra dough. Have a little fun. And don't wait for your employer to give you your money, honey. Earnin' is subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin' is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Bring back my break. Oscar, I do want to talk about camping. I just really needed to make our sponsors happy.
No, yeah. Make mommy and daddy happy.
Love, yum, 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 money. I went camping like once five years ago, thank God, with Drew Tarver. And
oh, thank God.
I thought I was going to be the biggest queen, and he thankfully.
That does not surprise me in the slightest.
He was the biggest queen. So I looked just like a hair butcher, because he was like, I'm cold. I don't like this food. And we fucking went to fast food after the first morning. We like drove to a fast food place immediately.
You did it right then. You did it correctly.
Okay. I think camping is fucked up. And yeah. I think it speaks to when your parents are immigrants, they're like, why would I put myself I'm a refugee. Why would I put myself in, like, give myself PTSD by going to a fucking forest without resources?
No. The last thing we want to go back to is nature. So, No. We're staying in the city.
That's some silly ass privilege to be like, I have so much stuff. What if I pretend to pour for the weekend? It's fucking crazy. Which, by the way, the fucking Victorians used to do this. Did you know this?
Who?
Some rich-ass Victorians used to, like, pretend poor.
What the fuck, like, does that mean, Victorians? Like, from the Victorian age?
From the Victorian age.
Oh, I thought you were referring to, like, another version of Kardashians or something.
Oh, my God. She's never read a fucking book. She's never read a fucking book.
Who the fuck are the Victorians? Book. What fucked up family is this? I don't know.
Oh,
no, but you mean
stupid.
From the Victorian age.
Oh,
girl,
my God.
You need to specify,
God,
bitch.
Have mercy on your stupid
you
little
said,
soul.
Historically speaking... Because you've
you
never
know.
Brought up history, not once.
Yeah, no, exactly. Because okay. When I'm with you, I'm trying to forget my past. Any memory I have with you is trauma, and I try to block it. Listen, but a couple of Victorians and fucking, what's her name? Fucking Marie Antoinette would pretend poor. They like built poor little villages inside their castle, and they're like, I want to play poor. And
God,
so,
rich
like,
people must be so bored all the time.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Fucking crazy. Okay. Raven makeup walkthrough. What are your opinions?
So,
what do you think about camping? It's disgusting.
No, I agree with you. I did it once and I was like, this ain't for me. I slept through the whole thing, girl. I was in that tent day and night. I was playing with my 3DS all day. You know, really just out in nature, catching Pokemon on my 3DS. And I slept through the whole thing. So not for me, girl. Sorry.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
But okay. Raven.
Yeah.
She looked amazing, obviously. Love that wig. But... she was painted a little dark, wasn't she? I mean, girl, her and RuPaul had the exact same skin tone.
Now, here's what I want to know. Like, is she a person with a complexion that gets darker in the sun?
You're saying, does she tan?
We know
in
she tans.
The United Kingdom.
We know
Kingdom.
She tans. Because if you go back and watch... Oh, that's true. If you
girl,
go back and watch All
facts,
Stars,
bitch.
She's very... She has a darker complexion.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's nothing wrong with, like, tanning, you know? But, girl, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying her and RuPaul Charles had the exact same skin color. Girl.
I don't know how to feel
and
about
she's
this.
Been beating RuPaul's face for so long. Maybe she maybe she just used the same makeup palette. I don't know. But I was
I don't know how to feel. I feel scared.
And it didn't feel to me. Listen, here's what I'll say. It didn't feel to me like a problematic thing in terms of like, oh, this is like, you know, cancel, right? Like it didn't feel that way at all to me. It just felt to me like, that ain't your skin tone, babe. Like what?
Right.
What we did? I was just confused.
Yeah.
It was very much like, wait a sec, what? What is this aesthetic that you're going for? I don't know.
I don't know what to do with this.
Right?
I love Raven. I genuinely love Raven.
I enjoy
Raven
her
art.
Raven is one of the most talented drag queens to ever grace Drag Race.
And her being in this just talk through moment, I'm like, you're so funny. You should be on the panel. Like, you're funny.
Absolutely.
And you have funny opinions.
And listen, Raven is no... She often... is someone that shows up in the workroom to give advice in the international seasons, you know? And she's fun every time. Yeah, I would love to see her in the panel, but with a lighter shade, I think.
I don't know how to feel about this. Because And also it's like, how do you tell someone? Clearly her skin is doing some of the work. Like her
skin.
Yes,
absolutely. And maybe she bronzes. Maybe she's, you know, but you can't say she caught a tan in England, bitch. You can't say that.
Do you feel, like, how do you feel? Like, does it feel to you like this is brown face? Does it feel like it's
No, it doesn't.
Appropriating?
What does it feel like? No, it doesn't feel that way. No, if you listen to what I said earlier, I said specifically that it didn't feel that way. And
but you're not triggered.
Wait,
but you're kind of like bookmarked, if you will.
Yes,
it's like,
that's it, girl. That's exactly it. I'm bookmarking it just in case down the line something else happens and I have some proof of evidence here. So I'm holding on to the receipt is what I'm
well,
trying to say.
This has been a debate for a while, and as we know, King James, formerly known as Tyra Sanchez, ooh, very much attacked her for this.
I'm sorry, come again?
Attacked her for painting on the dark side.
Which
she felt was brown face appropriating, etc.
Okay, well, how do you feel, girl? Do you feel like this is brown face?
I don't feel particularly triggered. I don't know. But I'm also like a brownish person. I'm a brownish person. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
And sometimes my skin tone does change from brown to browner. truly, I'm weird. It's like I'm brown, but I can catch a tan. It's
sure,
weird.
Yeah.
I don't know, girl. I don't know how
it
to
just,
feel.
To me, my takeaway was like you painted RuPaul. Like you used the same makeup that you use on RuPaul on you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's what it felt like to me. It just felt like this weird like the. Girl, that's not for you. those are the paintbrushes you use for RuPaul. Like, what are you doing using it on you? Like, that just felt so weird to me.
Yeah. To quote Trinity the Tuck Taylor, children!
That made no sense. I apologize
sure
to the drag her listeners.
It sure
did. I'm so sorry. Truly, I'm so sorry.
I apologize from the bottom of my heart. But I do want to say... Look, they're asking if they can sew. Chorisa mm-hmm. says she's done a dress a day. Vanity is learning to fart on the runway.
Yeah, that was cute.
I mean, and Veronica says she can go bigger on material. Okay. I mean, look, she's saying like if you're gonna sew, go on the big side. She's getting the Asia O'Hara edit of like I'm gonna help everyone in this workroom.
Absolutely,
it's gonna be great, and we know that is poison.
Yeah, especially it's so confusing to me, especially because Veronica's done this before.
I know.
Like she should know that she shouldn't be helping all these queens out. I don't know. Like maybe if I were in that situation, it might change because I don't know, but. If I've done this before, and if I knew that I had a time commitment issue, like, I don't know, I'd be focusing on my assignment and then mm-hmm. helping out the girls if I had the time, especially with that ambitious ass look. Girl, that was a lot of look.
It was crazy.
This dragonfly look was a lot of look.
Dragonfly, dragon don't fly. That dragonfly looked like it had been attacked. Drug through the mud.
Yeah, that dragonfly was up in smoke, honey. Yeah, no, we that was...
Word to Asia O'Hara, that dragonfly was back with a vengeance. That's what she should have said. She literally is like, if we're doing story time, you're gonna be like, I'm one of the butterflies from season 10 finale.
But see, but not every girl's Theresa May.
No, they're not.
Not every girl's Theresa May. And nope. Veronica Green certainly was not.
Mm-mm. They're working on garments. I love when River's like, here's some pointers, Crystal, but also I don't need you to win again.
See, River was doing it right because River was smart enough to be like helpful and like kind to Crystal, who is struggling. It's so interesting because this is the second time we see Crystal struggling and has done well because her castmates help her in things.
Mm-hmm.
But River was aware of like, oh yeah, this is a competition and I can't be outshined by the biggest threat in the competition.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't say it in a mean way at all, was just very honest. And you got to respect River for that.
I love it. More people should communicate this way. And all I want is for River to succeed.
I want her to do so well.
She's funny. She's likable. Mm-hmm. She's cute. She's talented. And she's like very safe, safe, safe. I'm worried. I'm worried about her.
I'm worried about her too. I am.
So Charity then is very effusive and talks candidly about being HIV positive and being undetectable and all of this coming from like what she says was one night with someone who took advantage of her.
She was 18 years old. I mean, that's traumatic and it's insane. But she has like the foresight to recognize that pain and that trauma. And it really feels like she's doing the work to get, you know, to like work with it. And like, you know, God, again, you know, to I sound like a broken record, but Charity Case is the best. Absolutely mm-hmm. the best. She just seems like she has it together. She feels like a human being, you know, which queens like that that are so aesthetic forward don't give me that usually. But like
yeah.
this episode, I feel like, oh my God, my heart is going like I love her so much. She's got such a great story. She just feels like a contender to me. And that's why yeah. I'm so nervous that they're going to fuck her up halfway through the competition.
I don't think so. I've been wrong in the past. I really don't think so. I think she's going far.
I hope so. I hope you're right, but girl,
but it is bullshit. Because it's like point of view. They're like, what's your point of view? No one has brought their point of view more clearly than her. No
Absolutely.
One.
Like, yeah, this is some bullshit ass motherfucking producer meddling shit to get in her head, and I don't like it.
And I love Scarlett, but, and it's a big but. Like,
what, from Scarlett? She got no ass. What are you talking about?
Fuck. No, I was talking about the cigarette she was smoking on her break.
Well, they're called something differently in the UK.
Oh, what is it called? What is it called? Oh, I'm not familiar.
I'm not going to say it.
I'm not familiar. I want to know. Tell me what it is called.
Victorians, girl. They're called Victorians.
What's that? I'm Oscar. I'm fucking stupid.
Oh, you should do me for Snatch Game.
Oh, my God. Just eating paper, combing my hair with a fork.
I'm Ariel from the, thank you.
Oh.
I'm Ariel from the Little Mermaid.
Thank you. Thank you. Kitty is the best friend we all want and deserve.
I know. And I love that moment of Kitty and Charity coming together and being best buds. I love that. I really ship them both. I want them to hook up. I'm so happy for the both of them. Two of my favorite queens, which is crazy because Kitty Scott Claus is not necessarily my favorite type of drag queen on Drag Race.
Uh-huh.
But her personality is just so perfect.
Yeah. She's amazing. I love her. I see. Yeah. I'm here for the personality, the fun, the camp, comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Hope she does more. We'll talk about her runways soon. Because I think she needs some helpful notes. Like, I'm like, give her notes so she can improve instead of just making her safe and ignoring her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because she's having a little bit of a Nina West moment.
She'll get some wins. When the musical challenge will happen, she'll win that. She might win Snatch Game, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, she'll get some wins. Don't worry. I ain't worried about Kitty Scott Claus. I'm not worried.
They're going to give her silhouette notes. Just give her the silhouette note now. Do it now, not later.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Just do it so she can improve.
She'll be fine. I'm not worried. I'm truly not worried about her.
Okay, we're back in. We're sewing our shit. I mean, yeah, that's all I have to say. I'm very happy for Charity living her best life. That's all I
want
to say.
Who were you worried for when you saw the B-roll of the girls working in the workroom?
I was most worried. I was worried for Kitty. And I was worried because they just kept focusing on her material. I'm like, stop showing me a close-up of her material. I don't care. You know what I mean?
I was like,
what is this? Where's this going? And River, right? Because just...
River. I was worried about River the most. And then I was also worried about Veronica, obviously. And I was also worried about Ella Vidae as well, because it seemed like...
She's really flying underneath the radar.
She is, yeah. And before we saw the finished product, I felt like there was some weirdness, like, especially between the River and Ella commentary of like, Ella's actually got it together, even though she doesn't make dresses. And mm-hmm. River's the one that's struggling. And I was like, I feel like it's going to be switched where River is going to do well and Ella isn't. But
they do that shit all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. yeah,
and I was also worried about Vanity Milan as well, too.
How do you feel about Ella Vidae?
Really does not like what?
How do you feel about Ella Vidae?
She's not. No, I don't. It's not my kind of drag.
You don't think of her. You don't think of her.
Who? I'm sorry. Who? Like Mariah Carey said, I don't know her.
Yeah, I don't know her. Just like Mariah Carey said.
What do you think of Ella Vidae?
Heartbreaker, you get the best of me.
Oh, so you like her?
No.
She broke your heart.
No.
That's what you said, though.
No. I'm sorry. Just like Mariah Carey said, I give my all to find?
No, girl. Delete. Delete this. Delete this. No.
Hold on, honey.
Oh,
honey.
God, girl. You just know, like what, honey. Three Mariah Carey songs. Get a grip. Speaking of Mariah Carey, why hasn't anyone done Mariah Carey on Snatch Game?
They're stupid. They're fucking stupid idiots.
Do you know what I mean? Like, maybe she's hard to do, but like, why hasn't any drag queen done Mariah Carey for Snatch Game?
I don't fucking know. Because they want to make their lives hard and they want to do Whitney for the eighth time.
Girl.
They want to make their lives impossible.
Girl.
Impossible. Come on.
Oh, girl, no.
Come on.
No, girl.
What was I saying before? I've lost my mind.
Elle of a day. Thoughts on Elle of a day.
Yeah, I don't have any thoughts.
Wow. She said, next.
If there was a comment box, I might leave a comment.
Oops.
And that comment
Do you
would
think
be,
she's a trade of the season?
No, I don't care. Ooh. I don't Ooh. Care. I'm so sick of Ooh. This trash
Ooh, girl.
Thing
Get
of life.
Okay, go ahead, girl. Get on that soapbox, girl. What you gonna say?
I am up here. I'm so sick of us just blindly putting the whitest, most classically cis male look on the pedestal of tradeness.
Absolutely.
It is tired. It's tired to me. To quote Sonique in season two, I think the look is tired. Because that look is, I'm over it. Like, stop this. Shut up. Don't
Who do you
give
think
her
is
any
the trade
points.
Of the season?
River. Truly. River is a gorgeous
so?
Human.
Aww.
I really do.
I love River. See, River is some, okay, let's play this. Fuck, marry, kill.
Ooh, with who?
UK 3.
You just pick people? That's not
yeah,
how the
go
game
ahead.
Works.
The whole cast, go ahead.
That's not how the game works, you fucking idiot.
Oh my God,
idiot.
Fine. River, Elle of a Day, and Kitty Scott Claus.
Okay, River, Elle of a Day. So, marry Kitty, fuck River, kill whoever's left. Who's left?
Elle of a Day. Ooh, girl, you really just forgot about that bitch.
Forget
wow.
me now,
and
forget
did,
me forever.
Did she stutter? No, she did
how
not.
How about you?
Okay,
about you?
Same, exact same.
Thank you.
Exact same. You write about that.
Thank you. Okay,
for me,
Mary
the trade of the
kill.
Season is Vanity Milan. The audacity to consider Elle of a Day and to overlook someone as fucking
classic.
Like literally clinically hot.
It's classic.
As Vanity
though,
Milan.
Isn't it?
I'm like, oh.
It's trade, a classic.
Girl,
it's the racism we expect from
absolutely.
The fan base.
Ooh, girl. And also charity case for me is trade.
Absolutely. Yeah. See, yeah, you like Edge. You like Edge.
I like Edge. I like,
I, don't like
I mean,
Edge.
The face tattoos, absolutely. It's the face tattoos for me, girl.
Really?
Absolutely. Oh my God.
You horny slut.
God, I'm so horny for face tattoos. Give it to me.
Really? I don't want it.
Yes.
No.
No, the more tattoos you got, the hotter you are, I think.
No. I want
opinion.
Someone. I
no,
do
you,
live for. You know
you
what
want
I
a
live for.
Basic. Yeah. You live for.
I
basic.
Love a clean cut. Face,
so
penis,
Elle of a Day.
And ass.
The bitch,
no!
Elle of a Day.
No.
You know who I'll also say is kind of trade? I'm going to say Theresa May is also kind of trade.
I love Theresa May.
I'd fuck Theresa
but
May.
That's a
absolutely.
Stretch. I love Theresa May, but that's a stretch.
No.
But maybe
I'm,
that's
I'm
just me
it.
Hating myself. That might
wow,
be me judging
yeah.
and hating myself.
Yeah, maybe you need to do a little bit more work on yourself.
Oh
girl.
My God, my therapist is busy. She's busy.
She's declining all your calls, girl.
and cards. Oh my God. Okay, let's get into this main stage.
Yeah.
Rue's wearing a classic Rue number. I love
Girl,
the hair and the
wait,
face.
Wait, what do you mean
most.
Classic? You know what I gotta say? I
what?
Burped this look. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Girl, it looks like a towel.
Whoa.
It looks like a beach towel wrapped around. Like, it's just, she said, I was at the beach. I was at the nude beach, and now I have to host Drag Race. What do
Damn.
I wear? And she said, I'm going to wear this towel.
Damn.
I like the wig. I really
the
wig like
the wig. And face are gorgeous.
The beat, yeah. of course, unclockable. The look, girl, is a no for me. Mm-mm.
The midriff is a little strange. I mean, her skin looks good in it.
Absolutely.
It's just
but it's not
strange.
The skin that I have a problem with. It's the damn yellow. It looks like a towel. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Facts are facts. And that's my opinion, which is fact.
Wow.
Also, the guest, this guest is one of my favorite guests to ever grace.
I don't know
race.
Who she is, but she's fucking
she's
hilarious.
She's in Dairy Girls. She's in Netflix's
oh,
Dairy
she's
Girls.
She's fucking hilarious.
But like, not only hilarious, but like such a good soul, such a great spirit. I want to see more guests like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number one guest of all time, of course, Nicole Byer. I'm a little biased here.
I am too. And you can listen to her on What Podcast Killed the Video Star, our music video podcast.
Thank God.
It's a great episode.
Thank
okay.
you. But this girl, she's in the top three for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Just
great.
Yeah.
Great,
she's
great
fantastic.
Guest judge.
Funny.
Great guest judge.
Goofy. Smart. Yeah. She has it all. She gets it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's chirp and burp these looks, you slut.
Great.
First,
we got to
get this ball going, you bitch. We have Crystal Versace. God damn it.
Chirp. I mean, yeah,
green
same.
Satin Girl Scout dress.
Same. I love that you were like, God, like gritting your teeth saying it's a look, because I agree.
She looks so good. But she should have won this week. She shouldn't have won last week. She should have won this week.
Slow down there. Slow down
there. Her looks were the best. Her looks were far and away the best.
Slow down
there.
No.
Everyone else did drag, and she was the show. Everyone else did drag.
I agree.
She was the show.
I agree. It's a good look, but girl, did she not look exactly like Violet Chachki? Did Violet Chachki not give us this look before?
Yeah, I mean,
especially
in the bearded
challenge.
Similar. Well, like, I mean, the bearded challenge, she was wearing a Chanel silhouette. This is a little different.
But it's the same body, bitch. Like, girl.
Okay.
This is Violet Chachki. She literally is in Violet Chachki cosplay.
She's Raven Chachki. She really is. Like, as you know, she geeked out. She was 8 years old when Drag Race started, genuinely, as they talked about.
Sure,
like,
sure.
And, you know, ever since she's paints like Raven.
Sure.
Minus the saturation.
But Crystal Versace, to me, like, this look in particular made me realize, like, oh, she's exactly like Violet Chachki, especially in the way that the show edited Violet Chachki as this young girl who was born. And also Aquaria. It's in the same vein as these girls. And that's why I think she's going to win UK3, because we all know RuPaul salivates at these kind of girls, these young girls who are fashion forward.
God, that sounds scary when you say that.
Well, that's not what I meant to say, but maybe.
No, you're right. You're right. She loves the couture tress.
Exactly. Who's young, specifically
young,
very young.
Babies. Mm-hmm. Babies. Like your Tyra Sancheses, your Violets. Your Aquarias. She loves that shit.
She does.
It's a chirp, and there's just no denying it.
Absolutely.
Okay, Kitty Scott Claus, also giving you Troop Beverly Hills. It's rude they made her go right after.
Yeah, but this is like a, I assume it's not, is it, who's Barbara Windsor?
No clue. And I refuse to do my research.
I but, came you know, to this podcast something. Expecting you to know the answer. That's why
no!
I didn't Google it.
Don't okay. Google it. Look, okay. It's clearly someone funny who does a Girl Scout type of thing.
Yeah, this is very camp. I like it. It's cute. I love. I
chirp.
Actually really like the wig. It's a chirp for me. It's
I
fun.
Like the touches. I like the hyper neon yellow touches. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's a chirp.
But at this moment in the competition, I was like, are they all going to be Girl Scouts? Are we going to have another kimono gate? And thank God River Medway showed up for some variety.
The kimono gate this episode was plaid. That was the kimono gate. Okay, I love this look.
I love this look. I don't care. I don't come for me. Come for me, listeners. But this was a really, really great look. Cohesive.
The belt. Belt's pretty fucked. But, you know, what are you
gonna do? Sure. I mean, it's not an A+ look, but it's an A- look, I think. It's still passing.
I really like it.
I like the mosquito netting on the face. And her body is, I mean, this is a sample size body, girl. Like,
yeah.
She can look good in clothes.
She could have padded a little bit more because I like... And it needs a better belt, but like it's a chirp.
It needs a better belt. That's my note.
Yeah, my God. Okay, it's a chirp. Charity fucking Case playing Who Skinned Roger Rabbit.
Absolutely. She literally took Nina Bonina Brown's drag and said, I'll try that.
Wow. She said, you're cool for the summer.
Well, I know.
I'm actually going to be hot for the summer.
Exactly.
Wow.
This is,
so
tell
good.
Me, where's the lie, bitch? This is Nina Bonina Brown, just a little bit elevated, girl.
Girl, if Nina Bonina Brown is now the basement and this is the penthouse, because this is so elevated.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is good. I love the rabbit titties. This is
this
different.
Is a caca.
It's different.
She should have put her in the top.
Charity is giving us something literally no other girl can do this season.
No, she should have been in the top this week. And I liked her other look too, which we'll get to.
I agree.
Choriza May.
Okay, now
no,
you know, this
no.
Is,
don't even say okay.
It's not a bad look though. It's not a bad look. I just don't.
The
get
hair
it,
piece is stupid. If she wear a fucking wig, like okay, if she wore whoa, some hair.
Okay, girl, wow. Why are you mad though?
Because it looks stupid. It's like a baseball hat with fur on it.
This felt very sportsy and a reference that I didn't really get. I do like this blue a lot.
Bitch.
But it's a burp. Unfortunately, it kills me to say it, but it looks like Cookie Monster shaved, had to go to surgery and needed to shave off some body parts.
I was gonna say, you know that purple bastard who hangs out at Chuck E. Cheese? You know, he's like this big purple monster bastard. He's not Chucky. He's not the bird lady. He's not the Italian pizza man.
Why
he's
are
the
you
other one.
Chuck E. Cheese, girl, these references. You are 600 years old.
Okay, yeah, because sorry your parents never took you to Chuck E. Cheese, but I went to Chuck E. Cheese.
I didn't see that animatronic show. That shit, the nightmare fuel? Fuck no. I'm not a twisted girl like you were.
Look, my parents didn't take me camping, but they took me indoors to Chuck E. Cheese.
And that's why you're this way. And that's why you're, now it makes sense. Now it absolutely makes
sense. This is a burp. What is it for you?
It's a burp, unfortunately. Okay. I hate to say it, but it's a burp.
Then why are you talking? Why are you talking?
Why are you mad, though?
Why you mad, though? Why you mad, though?
Okay, Scarlett Harlan giving us something different. I'm impressed, officially.
I like it. Suck Horny Beaver. It's very different.
It's very Mad Max. I really, what do you think? Shirt chirp
I like
or
it. I think the hair could be better, but it's a chirp.
Why you no.
Look at it. The hair's pretty stupid.
No, I like it. I like the hair. It works.
You wouldn't like the hair to be a little better?
No, it works, bitch.
Okay.
It works.
Yeah, it's like you at 2 a.m. working. Working.
Yeah, working on my craft. On second day. Yeah, absolutely.
My craft. Okay. Vanity Milan. I love this. I really love this. I'm not even kidding. It is a chirp for me.
This is, okay, this, I like this look. I wish the catsuit matched the pattern, the camouflage pattern, or it wasn't shiny. Like, there seems a little bit of a disconnect. And honestly, I feel like, what I do like about this look is like, oh, this is a Shea Coulee look. This is like what a Shea Coulee would have destroyed on the runway. See, it feels a little incomplete. It looks a little unfinished for me. But overall, it's still a good look.
I love it. It's so different. The color is so wrong, it's right. Like, it's like camouflage blue with
it's
hot
wrong.
Pink is...
It's wrong. Absolutely.
But
correct.
It's so wrong, I really think it's right again. I'm not kidding.
That's a matter of opinion. I think it's wrong that it's kind of right, but it's not fully... It's okay. It's not right, but it's okay. You know, that's my opinion.
She's going to make it anyway.
But you know what I will say? This is Vanity Milan. This is the second time we've seen her in like an overly billowy dress. And I think that first look, her like Jamaican look, was so delicious that this feels a little subpar. But it's still a chirp.
I'm going to chirp it.
Okay.
Okay, Elevaday,
no.
Fucking Disney bounding on our runway.
No,
look at this bounding bitch.
No, she ain't Jane. She ain't gonna be Jane.
Jane Usenet, and I don't care. And
no. Me, Tarzan, you not Jane, bitch. Go away.
Oh my God. What I'll say is, a dream is a wish your ass makes, and this makes me want a diarrhea.
I hated this look. It felt so lazy. Burp. Absolute burp. This is exactly Disney bounding. Unacceptable on Drag Race. No.
And then Veronica Green.
Girl.
What?
What in the good God is this look, honey? What is going
Where
on
is
here today?
Jesus. I
Miss
am
Veronica
scared.
Green. What?
This is crazy. This is madness. This is anarchy.
The delivery, too. It's the delivery on the runway. I was like, I get that you're tired. I get that you're exhausted. But, like, it feels like you're not acting exhausted. It feels like you actually are.
Yeah, no, this isn't like, and the garment isn't good enough. If the garment was sickening, this could maybe, the messy hair makeup thing could work.
Listen, if this is a sleeping bag, like, I get it. It actually is a garment and it's very well made, but she did not sell it to us at all. She downplayed the way that it looks. It's just not. That wig, that girl, she borrowed Vanity Milan's wig from last week and plopped it on her head.
And she looks like, you know, when you see the TikToks of like a 4-year-old girl being like, this is how you do makeup. I'm not even trying to be mean. She literally looks like that, where it's like, okay, so you start by putting the blue on your eye, as much as blue you can find.
I don't like this. This is a burp. This is a belch. It's a belch.
This is a vom. Hey, silence.
What?
I feel like taking a break.
I didn't say nothing.
Yeah, well, shut up. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Bring back my brick. Okay, now we're at Campfire Couture. These looks that the people actually made.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Should we jump right? Let's jump in.
Let's do it. Let's jump. Let's
Crystal
dive right in.
Versace.
I hate the bitch. What?
I can't
the audacity
stand
to give me
the bitch.
This fucking look. Oh, gag. I gag. But girl, I'm gonna say this. Okay, y'all were laughing at Vivacious with her Bowser Spike look, and now everybody's trying to copy this Vivacious look, girl.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Me? Wait, excuse me, what you said?
I don't know about that.
I heard what you said, but what did you say? You are not coming for my girl Vivacious here. The trendsetress. vivacious. No. She is the face of drag, honey.
Look, she might be mother, but I know your grandmother. Grandmother has arrived.
Listen, grandmother brought the looks because the kids are copying, honey.
Just like Vivacious trying to unzip her headpiece, you're reaching. You're reaching and you're not achieving, okay?
You're so mad. You're so hateful.
Look, this is
anyway,
stunning.
I'm not trying to take away from this gorgeous ass look because this is a stunner. I mean, it is giving me Aquaria.
Yes.
Space ball look.
It
if
is
you remember.
A little inspired by that. She's borrowing some of that.
Uh-huh. I want to see a side by
corset
side
silhouette.
Let's make these. Yeah. It's
I mean,
like
but this is better
best.
Than that. This is better than that. Let's
you
be
think
honest.
This. You think this was yes. better than Aquarius's look?
Yes. This is stunning.
I got to clock the heels though. I wish they were in the same pattern as her look. The heels were a little like an afterthought to me.
I liked it. I liked it because there was so much nude on her face that I actually thought it like there was a symmetry to it.
Blink, blink. Okay.
This is a caca for me.
Still a look. It's still a chirp. I like it. It's not a caca, but it's a chirp.
No, it's a caca. It's a caca.
but that's my opinion, girl.
Yeah.
You said no, it's a caca. No, I'm giving you my opinion. It's a chirp.
Okay, Kitty's got claws.
I loved this look. I know people are going to come for me for liking this look, but I don't fucking care. I really like this. I thought this was elevated and quite a surprise for Miss Claus. I loved it.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun.
But she's not excited about it, though.
No, it's reminding me of Nina West before she totally figured out her silhouette.
Wow.
It is. Where's the lie?
Okay.
No lying.
Wow. But
I like it.
A little bit more personality. I mean,
ooh.
What?
I do like it. I will chirp it, but it could be just a little better.
What do you think needs to be better?
I do want more hips and or something.
I get it. I do like this look of like oversized boobs and no body whatsoever. Like, I feel like that's a very real woman.
That is a real woman.
I feel like that's a very real woman look. Like, not every girl is shaped like a fucking hourglass, you know?
Yeah, I
like
the
let's see some top heavy girls represented on Drag Race. Like,
that's a really good point. I don't know. I like it. It's just not. It sucks she had to fucking follow Crystal. Maybe that's it, honestly.
Yeah, maybe, because I do think this look is very good.
It's cute.
Especially for a look that she made herself.
The
I'm
color,
impressed.
The light, the chirp. Wig. It's a chirp. It's a chirp.
It's a chirp. I like it.
Next, we have Riva Midway.
Oh, what a shock. I love this look. Oh, my God. I was so worried for her. I could finally breathe. She looks so good in this look.
Yeah, I want her to take more focus on the runway.
Oh my god, with more notes, this girl.
It's good. No, it
You're
looks
not
good.
Happy.
But look at her. Look at her walk. You're gonna tell me you wouldn't be like, take your moment. She's kind of just like
She's not there yet. She needs to cook a little bit, but I think she's getting there. I think she's getting there. And
take
girl, we're not
your moment.
The look is strong.
It's a chirp.
True or false? True or false, bitch?
It's a chirp. It is Glamazonian Airways, but
absolutely.
But better.
But better. But much better.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know.
Love this look so much.
But your favorite look on the runway in history is Sasha Bell's Glamazonian Airways look, right?
You know, she is your favorite drag queen, so
I mean,
I felt like I had to say that to make you happy, but
no,
that's not true.
You gave her that hair and that dress for that challenge, right?
Yeah, and you gave her the confidence to audition for Drag Race.
Yeah, she saw me in drag, and she was like, I'm going to be fine.
She's like, oh, I cracked the code, yeah.
Charity Case, giving ass out cotton candy girl.
I love this look.
It's great.
I mean, it's different. You know, it is truly half a dress.
Yeah, but it's very purposeful, I would say.
I like it. I mean, I'm surprised that they haven't clocked her
for what?
Like her, I mean, she's like very much giving you like hairy leg drag, like very much like Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't clocked her yet for that, you know? So, like, I'm happy about that. I'm
Is
happy
this
that
their
they're
way
like
of punishing her. They're like, we like your ideas, but stop being hairy.
Yeah, maybe. You know, I'm still not convinced she's fully tucked. I don't think she's tucked at all.
I don't actually. Think she Yeah, I don't know if she does that. Yeah,
I don't know. She's actually like a tucked queen sort
yeah,
of.
Yeah, I don't think she
girl.
Fucks with that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which, you know, it's fine. That's very valid. Hello. Come on. That should sucks.
This
but,
is still kind of a chore for me. I see now looking at the details that it might be feel a little unfinished, but
It's a chirp for me. I mean, she's great charity.
It's a chirp. And her makeup a little bit reminds me of Monique Hart, early Monique Hart, where it was like, it was more about the shapes than the polish.
I see. Yeah.
Sometimes the shapes are pleasing in her makeup, but it's not like that polish.
You know, her strength isn't in like fishy makeup. She's mm-hmm. She's best when she has prosthetics on, like that mm-hmm. when she has like.
That's true.
Giving you monster look. That's like when she really shines. But she could still do a soft face. Like,
yeah.
I think she did it in this challenge, and I like it.
Yeah.
All right, Theresa May. Chirper burp.
Referencing ahead, Villanelle from Killing Eve, which I lived for. It's not as good as I was hoping for, and it's not as good as some of her past looks.
Yeah.
It's a shame, because she has... I guess
Ooh,
I'm going to burp it.
You want to chirp this so bad. I can
I want to chirp it, but I'm going to be honest and burp it. It's fun. The idea is fun. It's very Queen of Hearts goes to the daytime Emmys. But I got to burp it.
Girl, she's
it.
Going to the Cable Ace Awards.
Girl, she's going to the Golf and Wine and TV Awards.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, Therese, she sells it in the presentation. I do like what she did with her, like
the cane.
Glove. Her hands were pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was like the most thrilling part of her aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
But it just wasn't dragged up enough. It just felt very much like a blanket she wrapped around herself and called it a dress.
Yeah, bitch. But so that's so speaking of, now we got Scarlett. And yeah. she literally, I mean, she has the world's most tailored blanket.
I literally gasped when she stepped in the runway. I was not expecting this from Scarlett Harlett at all. Was this a gag to you?
She's gorgeous.
I mean, everything head to toe was perfection. And I know earlier she was talking about Raven with her like chiseled jaw.
Yeah.
But I think it lends a really
it's she very feels, Demi Moore. She looks like
she
Demi Moore.
I know. She looks feminine to me. Like she does. She gives me like female illusion even with her strong jaw. Like she
hot.
Looks like a model to me. Like a
this
top,
is
top, top model.
Morticia.
Mm-hmm.
Went
on the light side. Yeah.
That part. That yeah. part. Someone polarized Morticia. Took her
exactly.
to a picnic in Griffith Park. It's
yes.
hot.
It is Morticia with a light color palette swap, for sure.
Yeah.
If this was a video game, she'd be the palette swap of Morticia Adams.
Oh, God. She's so fucking dorky.
What are you whispering? I can't even hear what you're saying.
Nothing. Nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing.
What
it's
are
nothing.
You saying?
I said you're a really cool guy.
No, what are you saying about me,
I said you're a really cool,
Roll
neat
the tape.
Guy.
What did you say? You know this is recorded, right?
Vanity Milan.
What do we gotta say, Manu? What do we gotta
it
say?
It looks like remember when Roxy Andrews wore like a Twizzler dress? It looks like that, but then she didn't finish it.
Yeah, it looks like the Twizzler dress after she went to like an elementary school and the kids were hungry.
Fuck.
That's what this dress
Fuck.
Looks like.
Fuck.
I mean.
It's a burp.
I love Vanity so much, but
Me too.
This was not it. Absolutely not it. This is a burp, unfortunately for
it's
me.
It's a burp. It's a burp. It's a burp. Her wigs are a little
Her wigs
suspect.
Are a miss. Always. Always a miss.
Fuck
yeah. She
life.
Needs to just work on her
I
wig.
Was almost like, is this the same one from the bike? Because it could
Girl,
be.
It looks like a straightened look. It looks like what Veronica wore in the first part of this challenge, and she just straightened it out and then put
Dude.
It on her head.
Dude. Okay. Let's move on. We've got Elevadai giving. I actually really like this.
Do you?
I do. Hmm. I like this day glow, gaga shoulder, smock paired with a plaid dress. I think it's such a fun, surprising juxtaposition.
Interesting you say surprising.
I like it. And I'm finally not seeing her look like she's 72. Like she looks.
Absolutely. Yeah, because she normally gives me mumsy drag, straight up M-U-M mum drag.
Mum, yeah. She's usually looks like, you know, the any given lady in the background of a Downton Abbey scene. Or it's like,
absolutely,
okay.
Yeah. But you know, this look is still giving me mums. It's still giving me mumsy the house down boots. But it's giving me, I'm not a regular mum. I'm a cool mum. You know, like it's very that.
You mean mean gals?
Yeah, the mean gals.
Mean
exactly.
Gals.
But you know,
on.
You say it's surprising. Girl, I'm not surprised. What did she do? She made a raincoat into a raincoat with shoulders?
It's.
Where's the innovation, bitch? Where is it? Because I'm searching for it and I can't find it.
It's a chirp, tailored, though.
It's tailored really well.
It's a
I'll
chirp.
Give you that.
I can't hate it. It's a chirp. It's not amazing,
know.
But it's a little chirp. It's a little cuckoo.
It just is very safe to me. Absolutely middle of the road, very safe. And in a way, I can't respect that. It's a burp
yeah.
for me.
Okay.
It's a burp. Okay, then we got Miss.
And that's it. That's the runway.
That's the last. No, girl. No. We got one more to discuss.
Oh, I'm
we
sorry.
Have Miss Veronica Green.
I thought, oh my God, I thought I was getting a pop up ad for Malignant. I'm sorry. I got confused.
Stop it, girl.
I thought Malignant, Gabriel Dundid had already had herses. So Veronica Green is wearing a very confusing, I'm going to call this Darkstalkers by Kids Bop. Kind of look.
Actually, yes. I'm gonna name this season 10 Miss Vanjie dress, but with kites.
That part. It is a burp. You know what I'm finding out about Veronica? She puts concept before execution.
Absolutely, yes. She's very a concept heavy queen, which I stand, but this needed time to be executed properly, and she just
yes.
did not have it.
Yep.
She
yep,
just
yep.
did not have it.
Because it's also
all.
Giving me Jocelyn Fox in the body, little coo coo coo, ca ca ca. Crazy,
you know what it's
colors
giving me? It's
everywhere.
Giving, mm-hmm, it's getting, giving me J. Jolie when she had to make a dress happen. It was very that.
Very that. Very get her Jade.
Yeah, very that. Very that.
Okay.
It was that a burp for you, girl?
Oh, my Veronica God. Green? Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, heavens,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look, we're rounding the corner. We got Kitty River Charity Safe. Then we have our top.
I feel like
bottoms.
River should have been in the top. I'm sorry to say.
Huh. I
River
don't.
Should have been in the top.
I thought she was right where she should have been. I was like, safe? Yes. Safe,
my
yes.
question is, was Elle of a Day in the bottom?
Hmm.
Or the top?
That's a good question. Because I remember.
It was very unclear. I had no idea.
I think. That is a good question.
Because Elle of a Day felt very safe to me. Like, I would have swapped River with Ella.
Yeah, like, and their comments were neither positive nor negative for
no,
her.
No, they were
just
so
like,
in
okay.
the middle. Yeah.
So you put that pattern there. Okay. Okay.
Which to me feels like very, like, attractive privilege. You know what I mean? I was
that
just like,
part.
I are you giving her a top spot because
the
she's pretty? Like,
they
really,
didn't
are we
at least
this?
Let Charity get there so that we can at least hear some praise for her amazing yeah. bunny look and yeah. be like, hey, your bunny look was fucking insane and awesome. You need to add some polish
sure.
for our taste.
But we wasted that with Elle of a Day's very meh critiques.
Dude.
Like, I don't think Elle of a Day got anything out of
Dude.
Her critiques.
So
I'm asking you, was Elle of a Day top or bottom?
Bottom. She was, because she gets called safe. She gets called safe last, which means you almost were in the bottom.
But so
well,
she
I
was in the
Chorizo.
Bottom three.
You're right. Wait,
that's
no,
what
they
I'm saying, girl.
Ella
that's
first,
what I'm saying.
I don't care. Wow. So I refuse to talk about it anymore.
The reason why I bring it up is because we wasted an opportunity to give a very sort of mediocre drag queen a mediocre review when we could have helped a queen out
girl,
by
I'm
bringing
with you.
Her in the judges panel. That's why I think River should have been there.
I'm with you. I mean, at this point in the season, we just got to let them make their insane, chaotic choices and go with it, you know?
Okay, fine, fine.
I do like some of the untucked drama that's happening, like Kitty reminding River that she could have been in the bottom. Kitty thinks Charity should have been in the top. Okay, work.
Fair. But then saying like, oh, it was half a dress, so maybe never mind, but okay.
Crystal getting dogged and people being like, do you think you should win? Because you got so much help. Do you think you should win? Which I live. And then Vanity telling Scarlett, your look is very off the rack.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was off the rack. I wish I knew it was off the rack. I would do off the rack.
I live for that moment.
Yeah.
I live for that moment.
That was fun. Veronica's sad. She's crying again. Wee, wee, wee.
She had a very emotional, you know, it's so weird because she had that moment where you think like, because when she really was like giving it to us in the emotions department, I was like, oh, they're going to keep Veronica. Mm-hmm. So I feel like maybe Vanity will be eliminated, which would be so unfair, but they didn't do that.
I know. I almost was sad. I was like, oh, if they're going to do a double sachet, I'm like, just because there's, you know, they just might because they want to.
Wait, you think they were going to do a double? I thought they were going to do a double.
Not because it was deserved at all.
Sure, sure, sure. But I thought they were going to do a double Shantae.
Oh, that's what I meant. That's what I meant. Oh,
girl. Especially because Victoria was eliminated. I was like, oh, they're going to keep them both.
Exactly. That's what I thought. I was like.
And also, like, let's talk about this lip syncing. This lip sync for your life. What did you think about it?
I liked it. I thought there was a lot of passion there. I did like what Vanity did. Not as much as last week because she slaughtered last week.
It was the Vanity show last week.
But it wasn't bad to me.
It wasn't bad. And, you know, I got to say, like, Veronica held her own. Like, I think she did a pretty good job, like, really selling the song. I mean, Vanity, I think, won the lip sync for me, but I don't think that Veronica did a bad job.
No, but Vanity did a great job just staying center stage. Once again, here we go. Veronica dug a little bit too much into concept as opposed to just executing the song.
Right.
She was having.
But do you think she didn't execute the song? I thought she did a good job. You know, her look just like wasn't good. So she didn't look good lip syncing the song.
Right.
The hair got in the way. You know, the dress got in the way. She had to like literally take off her dress.
Right.
You know, Vanity was more equipped to tackle this lip sync more than Veronica, you know?
Right.
But I think they both did a good job. I think they both should have stayed, to be honest.
You even do? Though
I think so, honestly.
Shut
I
up.
Really do think so.
No,
I
don't.
Really do think so. Even no, though, don't. Like, it's a gag to have Veronica go home this early, like, okay, that's good TV. But, like, I don't know. It just felt a little cold to send Veronica home after she got really emotional. I don't know. I think it was a little mean.
It was mean, and I know she's said there's been some murmurs online. She's a bit bitter at the show.
Well, I would be too, you know, It felt very like they used her, you know?
Yeah.
It felt like, and it broke my heart. It broke my heart when Veronica was like, not like this, not in this wig. I was like, oh my God, I have never felt so bad for a drag queen to be eliminated than I did with Veronica Green.
Not like this.
I was like,
Rock'em Sakura.
Girl.
Cracked my heart open.
Yes, Rock'em Sakura, absolutely. But this one hurt more, I think.
Yeah.
Just because she had so much to prove.
I know,
and,
but she
you know,
didn't.
I think we were expecting a Eureka moment with Veronica, and it didn't happen, which,
I don't
of
know
course,
if I was
kept
expecting
us...
it, though.
Okay, girl, wow.
I just wasn't expecting it because there's like nothing. There wasn't, the fire wasn't there.
Yeah, her looks were a miss from jump, I will say. It just didn't happen. It just didn't work for Veronica. But, you know, it sucked to... It just felt like very, like, the producers just fucking used her. Like, don't use the edit where she, like, bears her soul to us to then eliminate her. It felt so cold to me.
Fuck. You said it.
It's true, though.
I mean, but that is the beast. That is the show.
That's the beast. You're right. You sign up for this, yeah.
That's what the show is.
You know what you're getting into. Yeah, exactly.
Forge. That's just what we... That's what I'm on. And, you know, I really want her to have lots of success because, I mean, she's...
Absolutely. And she will be very successful. Yeah, she's good.
And skill
And, you know, drag is fucking expensive, and they don't give you money to make these looks expensive. They just expect them to be expensive.
Yeah.
It's wild.
And she had, and I need to reiterate this, she had literally no time to prepare these looks.
Yeah.
No fucking time whatsoever.
Zero.
So, you know, we got to give it up. I know that she went home, but a good queen went home. It wasn't like a bad drag queen went home.
No, I know.
It wasn't like Elva Day was sent home. You know what I mean? Then I'd be like,
oh, you slut.
Watch the bitch make the final three. Oh, I will be so mad. I mean, she's got to impress. She's got to do something that makes me like want to like her. But she hasn't pulled the Scarlet Harlot yet. Like, she hasn't. She's still. What do you think Elva Day is going to make it far or not?
No, I think she'll go to the midpoint. I think she'll
go. I hope so. I hope you're right.
Six-ish, seven-ish place.
Girl, I feel like she's going to make it all the way.
No.
Girl, no. But it's the challenges.
No.
She's a singer. She's a dancer. She's going to do okay in all this. And you could tell the judges already like her for doing the what? Bare minimum, girl.
Damn. You don't give a shit. You don't give
what?
A fuck.
I'm just saying. Facts are facts. You know what I mean? Like, this is just the way that I see it.
I mean, you're right, Oscar. You know how I feel.
And honestly, meanwhile, and not to, you know, not to say racism is rampant on Drag Race, but Vandy Milan has done, I would say, arguably more effort
than someone like Elva Day. Definitely taking chances.
And yet, it just doesn't seem like it's working for her. And I'm nervous that she's, I don't know, like, how many times is she going to lip sync? And when, you know, I don't know. I think her days are numbered, which makes me so sad.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I guess I want you to be wrong, but I think you're right.
But bitch, when was I wrong? I've never been wrong.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have. Bitch, look at that mug. You call that right?
Well, you don't like this new eyeliner I have?
Stop showing me the product like you're an influencer. Stop it. You are not.
You don't like this liquid pen? You don't like
it? Put that fucking Bic down right now. You dumb
Bic. Did you say
Bic
or dick, girl? Because I refuse to put the dick down.
That because it's what her... Did you call it your... Your passion, bitch.
She don't listen to me. You know what? She don't listen to me at all. I'm like a fucking Peanuts character with this bitch.
Wah, 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 wah. Listen, if you had fun listening to us, go listen to our other podcast. Podcast Killed the Video Star. It is such a good time. We are queerdos doing what, Oscar?
We are trying to find the top 100 music videos of all time. Officially, definitively, and we have fun little guests that we bring around.
So this week is
a really fun one because we have drag her royalty, Miss Nicole Byer, on the podcast. So check it out. Listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts or watch us on YouTube.
Yes.
At Podcast Killed the Video Star. And follow us on Instagram at Podcast Killed the Video Star.
Girl, it's so fun. And I hate you and I love you all at the same time. If you want more Drag Her Tent, follow us at Drag Her Podcast. And leave a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast. It really helps keep this shit free, keeps our train chug-a-lugging. And weigh in on if you think me and Oscar should do some extra IG live content for Canada or Dragula or something. We'll talk about it. Let us know. There's so much Drag Race, we have to decide if we even have the time for this shit. Because we're working girls, okay?
We are working girls. You know, I gotta work on my dick sucking skills. I could truly be a master. I got to put in the 10,000 hours.
Because I have notes. I have notes from last night's session. I would say Trey didn't like the session. So what had happened was I had gutted you like a fish, but you didn't die.
I crystallized.
Okay, bye, bitches.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Original.